This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Do what the woman says. Audio Whiplash, Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. There's Rob.
I think I'm drinking one of her beers too. It's a Creemore.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks, Amy.
What a fucking schlub.
I didn't want to take down another IPA. I thought it's getting to be that point in the day where I need something lighter.
Like my consideration for other people.
Oh,
it's
no.
Light. It's
no.
Light.
Not that light.
You can give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/tallcanaudio. I was speaking to our friend Amy the other day, and
I bet you were also speaking to her today, though. Yep.
Who knows?
Yep.
Could be. Do you remember, because she's experiencing something that I think a lot of parents probably did, how often, or if at all, would you as a child have gotten out of school sick when you weren't actually sick? Did you ever, elementary school mainly we're thinking here.
Never, I don't think.
Never, eh?
In elementary school?
Yeah.
Way more when I was in high school.
Of course. You just walk out the fucking door. What's anybody going to do?
Or I hadn't, my assignment wasn't done. You know, I got to get an essay due and I'm I'm sick today.
Yeah. I remember I'm probably in the second grade and I can't for the life of me remember why I would have decided today. Wasn't a lot of big essays.
Not in grade two.
With Mrs. Naklowicz.
Naklowicz?
Yeah, she just about knocked my buddy Shane out with a math textbook. She was not a nice lady.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the reason, actually.
Naklowicz, right? Sounds like something you could use some penicillin for.
Yeah. No, it's true. I was sent to the office because I said I was feeling sick. And they called my mom to come get me. And I was not sick. And my mom knew I was not sick. And she yelled at me all the way home. And then I was banished to my room.
She should have forced you to stay in school.
I guess.
Come on, Mom.
Believe me, so this is probably like 10:30 a.m. By like noon, I badly, badly wished I had just stayed at fucking school.
Because there was no Flintstones for you.
Yeah, there's nothing. No TV. There's no nice grilled cheese lunch when I get home. Nothing.
Tomato
I probably
soup
ruined her
tomato
work
soup
day.
And grilled cheese.
Right. No, this was not the holiday that I had envisioned, apparently, in my little six-year-old, seven-year-old head.
Yeah, see, I don't ever remember that happening, like me doing that. Now, I remember getting hit in the face with a baseball bat when I was in maybe grade three.
That was coming into the studio.
Yeah, that's a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
Another time in a furious game of floor hockey on those old tile gym floors.
Yeah.
I got tripped and fell face first. Huge goose bump on my forehead and had to go home for that.
Yeah.
A couple more times for fighting. That happened too.
Fighting!
Yeah. But never did I ask to go home. I was asked to go home.
No doubt. Today. Right. But yeah, you know what? It just sort of came. And I said, you know what? If he's anything like me, like, this sucks. This isn't fun. There's nothing good on it. It's only like Camilla, what was it? Camilla Lake? No. Ricky
talking?
Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, like when you go home early from school, there's no Disney afternoon on TV yet. There's no good. You're just sent to your fucking room. It's Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
And
because you know
Camilla
you can
something.
Always go on Ricky Lake.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't fun. And so that's what I said. You know, he's tried it once. You're not making it very fun for him. And he won't do it again, I think, is sort of the... I'm surprised you never, as an elementary school kid, tried to...
Love school, man.
Oh, fuck. It's bullshit.
That's why it's what's led me to be this upstanding citizen that I am here today.
Yeah. unlike Norwood's finest education system.
Yeah, not even close. Further north of seven than that, my friend. Way further north than that.
Way further.
I was thinking of you today as I heard about a Florida man.
Yeah.
Who hit himself with the same injection they use to help bulls reproduce.
Well, sometimes I need a little help, man.
So he thought he'd give himself the same dosage.
Oh, as a bull?
As a thing that you'd give.
Oh, this is bad news. Don't do it.
3.5 days with an erection, this guy. And I thought, all right, see, this is a story that...
He must have seen a little Sasha Gray or something.
This is a story Matt's going to send along saying... Yeah.
And it's the 3-day erection.
Yeah,
I have zero experience with this.
We've all seen the little adverbs at the end of the Viagra commercial, which says, "If you have an erection for more than 4 hours,
phone your buddies to brag
for them to come and slap it,
slap your Peter." Yeah, no.
And again, slap your own Peter, fine. Kick somebody else's, not fine. Yes, the guy I work with says, "Yeah, I got kicked in the erection once." I'm like, what?
There's so many questions. Why were you erect?
Well, exactly.
Like, forget how you got kicked there. You can't just walk around.
Well, he was saying post-gym class. I'm like,
I think we've talked about this guy before
we have,
on the show. Is there any chance he's coming on? Is he coming on the pod?
No, because you know what? In a work setting, we work in an office.
Yeah.
I want to elbow him directly to his hen's teeth. Maybe... twice a week.
Okay.
So, honestly, the show would just involve me shouting at him.
Right. All right.
Although you would like him because
already sounds like a guy's walking around just full of gusto. Right?
Yeah. Well, and he's fond of telling people that I used to be somebody, but now I'm just a lefty and soft. This is his. He's quite fond of telling people that at work. So,
all right.
He thinks that I'm, whipped, I think is the word he would like to use, or you and I would most understand. Yeah. Which is,
It's not crazy.
Yeah. So I just think, I'm going to punch him right in his one tooth.
Old Chomper here.
Yeah, exactly. Old egg cracker.
Right.
And I've never been kicked in the erection post gym class. So,
well, you got to really zero in, right?
Well, I've never been with 20 other guys.
He's going, this is exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait for gym class.
Right? No.
Whoa!
Did you actually ever have to do? Because one of the big TV gym class staples is the fucking rope climb. Did you guys actually have to do that in high school?
Grade 9. Grade 9 was a lot.
I don't remember that at all.
See, well, we had a guy, Physical Bruce. He was
a physique. Weird. It's like it's like the third guy you face in Mike Tyson's Punch Out, right after Glass Joe.
Yeah, Piston Honda.
Physical Bruce.
Well, so Physical.
Actually sounds more like the gym teacher.
He was the gym teacher.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Physical Bruce Sonley. Sorry if you're out there. Now, Mr. Sonley, I'm sure has passed away. But he had two kids who I want to say were on the Canadian gymnastics team.
Yep.
So this is grade 9 for me. And you got to wear a uniform, right? Had to wear the school t-shirt.
Really?
The shorts and the school socks.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. Now we were black and gold with white. So
still
not a bad, but yeah, the gold t-shirt, the black shorts.
Just balls.
Yeah. No, just in phys ed.
Oh.
And so,
it's even weirder for some reason.
Yeah. So the white socks with the black and gold stripe at the top.
Yeah.
But honestly, gymnastics was such a large component of grade 9 phys ed. And so,
like the pommel horse or what was it?
Well, so I'm doing the rings.
Yeah.
I'm up on the rings.
Yeah.
I have, let's just wait and see, zero gymnastics experience. And I'm supposed to be doing the skin the cat.
Iron Man or whatever.
Well, okay.
Cross, whatever.
The Iron Cross, which I had nowhere near enough strength to do.
No, who does?
But Curtis Hibbert.
Fuck that.
Oh, look at that guy, man.
I fucking hate
Canadian
that guy.
Gymnast from the 90s, Curtis Hibbert.
Okay.
Rob Christie points right there.
No, so the Curtis skin Hibbert points. Rob Christie.
The skin the cat where you got to sort of put your legs over behind your head, yes, and drop down behind you.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this.
Couple dislocated shoulders.
Yeah, but as soon as the legs start going down behind me, whoosh, honestly, I thought I pulled both shoulders out, and I'm like, fuck this. I'm on the up on the bar. Anyway, way too much. Physical Bruce. Terrible, man. But we had to do the rope.
Physical Bruce.
And I clearly recall, so he was, well, we were his last phys ed class. He retired.
Wore him right out.
After us.
Yeah.
So we had a guy named Randy Payne. So we had to climb the ropes right to the top.
Yeah.
And now Randy Payne was one of those guys. Again, big shout out. Warsaw, Ontario, Randy Payne, if you're out there listening.
Yeah.
He gets up, he goes all the way up the rope, and then he's up on that beam, that big metal cross beam at the top of the gym, and he's walking along the beam and physical.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, Physical Bruce is shouting at him, you're going to come down here right now. And he's like, I don't think so. You're going to have to come up here and get me.
Got to drop the big cross body block or something off the top rope.
Well, it's too late. He's already way up. He's up on the roof of the gym.
No, I know.
Yeah, but so to me, the guys who work the rope, that's the 130-pound guys.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Right? The heavier you are.
Yeah.
Mm,
it's no good.
Yeah.
Home with the bleeding thighs.
Yeah, well, because if you can have the little knots all the way up the rope,
yep,
it's totally cool,
sure,
right? But to just go up the rope, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. But yeah, we had to do it in grade 9. For sure, I remember that.
All right. Well, I think I might have lucked out. I mean, I was sick that day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that day, crazy, we had to do it. It felt like for 3 months. That and cross country.
I remember having to do that. Running by the other high school. They looked like they were having way more fun not running.
Yes.
Is what I recall. I wanted to ask you, and I'm a little hesitant to do it, knowing who you're partnered up with. But good. What is the etiquette?
Oh.
On, you're hosting a dinner party.
Oh, yes.
Guests show up with not medically needed, but chosen dietary habits. So I'll go first here, only because I don't host dinner parties. It's not my thing.
We host quite a few dinner parties.
You do. I have someone important to me in my life who has a gluten allergy, not an allergy, whatever you'd call it, right?
Yep. Intolerance.
Right. And more often than not, when we would go to think, people would have prepared an option, but she understands it's not really their responsibility, right? This is sort of,
okay, well then she's incredibly enlightened.
Okay. I think my beef, as I've recently come across a situation, is with people who are more choosing, as you see more and more often, the gluten-free lifestyle, as opposed to being medically required to live the gluten-free lifestyle. We see more the keto, is that keto diet? Is that right?
Keto.
The keto diet, whatever.
Yep.
All kinds of, a lot of fads, right, that this is the new miracle this month that's going to... You show up to somebody.
Eat less, exercise more. Bam!
No,
there's your
crazy talk, man.
There it is, right there, my friend.
That doesn't work. I believe.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Give it a try. Try it yourself.
Yeah, maybe after this beer. You wonder, or I guess, what is kind of the, if you're going to somebody else's house and this is a chosen dietary thing, not a and maybe to you there's no difference. I don't know. What's your expectation if you're cooking dinner for people and they show up with kind of a crooked eye to what you've prepared? Or should it have fallen on you?
Yeah, I need to know ahead of time.
Do you care?
I do.
Okay.
I do. If I've invited somebody to my house,
yep,
I don't want them to not be comfortable or not have what they want. Christ, I just had Christmas dinner where somebody's like, I don't do turkey.
Cool. So Wendy's around the corner.
Are you serious? Yeah, we don't like turkey. I'm like, well.
Okay, but that's different to me. That's you don't like, not you don't
keep
need.
It. It's turkey. It's yes. Christmas. Anyways.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That may have been Thanksgiving actually,
yeah.
And I did salmon and turkey.
Okay.
I do live with a pescatarian.
Right.
Who will eat some fish, but is predominantly vegetarian.
Right. Does she expect when she shows up at somebody else's house, if someone else is throwing a barbecue?
Yeah.
What's the situation there? You showing up with something?
Yep.
Or are you expecting them to have?
Well, you know what? Usually, I think most people, right? If you're going to something like that, maybe you bring a salad.
Here's some carrots.
Right, but you know.
Yeah, of course.
There's enough other things around.
Right.
She doesn't make a huge fuss.
No.
Right. So
some people do.
No, I know, and so I have other people. So there's been a recent time, just post Christmas, where one person saying, yeah, and not the person I'm living with, but somebody saying, I'm a pescatarian, but my partner is a vegan who really just eats nuts and dust. So now what happened there is the solution was, let's do a Buddha bowl.
What is the Buddha bowl?
Oh, come on, man. So a Buddha bowl is it's an energy bowl. It can be what you want it to be. It can be
sweet cheesies. Yeah.
For sure. Whatever, right? It could be bread or noodle based. It can have sprouts, it can have fruit, it can have cheese, it can have meat, it can have
just a bowl of random shit left in the back of your fridge.
Amen, brother.
All right.
And so
I've had that.
At that point, yeah, exactly. That's maybe it's what's
baking
on
the powder.
That's what's on tonight. But yeah, it's, you know, now some of them may be, you know, broken up into sections where you have the hotter foods in this section and
right.
and cooler and room temperature. You know what I mean? Sure. And you can mix and match stuff in the bowl. So that way everybody is sort of, hey, you bring some stuff for the Buddha bowl. I have some stuff. Everybody, you sort of do this. You lay out all the things and you sort of make your own bowl.
Okay.
And so to me, that's a win-win.
Sure.
But I think you have to, if I invite you for dinner and you're like, yeah, I don't eat veggies.
I have uttered that a ton.
Yes, of course you have.
And luckily, you've never invited me for dinner.
So yes.
That's never been an
issue.
I had
you for your birthday and I made pulled pork.
It was delightful.
Yeah, come on.
And all kinds of fucking great Carly Rae Jepsen tunes. And
yeah, I made a Matt playlist. Sure.
Come on. Who's the broad I'm thinking of?
Damn. Sophie B. Hawkins.
Sophie B. Hawkins.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good party,
yes,
man.
Yes, well, for
any
sure.
Any good party is launched on Sophie B. Hawkins.
There was beers and there was pulled pork.
What else could I
pork.
Possibly have asked for? I guess.
Just a bun and meat. Yeah. That is, there's Matt's birthday.
Yeah. Every year, man. I'm happy with that. I guess my thing would be people are becoming very trendy with their requirements. And I guess I sort of have this different feeling on. I'm a picky eater. If I show up and you've created some sort of tuna pasta that I don't want, that's on me, man. I'm a picky asshole and I'm going to be hungry tonight, right? But you probably got to have some of it because you're a guest. Whereas if I have a medical thing and you've invited me for dinner, maybe I feel a little different.
Yeah.
But it just seems like there's so many different, it's quinoa was the term I was looking for earlier.
Yeah. Two different things though.
Yeah, I know. But just different, you know, lots of people trying lots of different things. And at some point, if someone has the decency to invite you for dinner, unless there's a medical reason not to, you eat what the fuck you're served, don't you? That's sort of the way I was raised. This is what's for dinner, man.
You were raised on brontosaurus burgers, so it doesn't
fucking right, man.
And Mary Brown's chicken.
Oh,
it doesn't.
Yeah, that'd be awesome right now.
It does.
How does Ottawa not have a fucking Mary Brown's?
Nowhere has a Mary Brown's anymore.
North Oshawa still has Mary Brown's, man.
Okay,
it's still kicking.
Yeah.
But when I would go to somebody else's house for a birthday party or whatever. I understood that's what's for dinner, right? What somebody serves you is what's for dinner.
Man, I remember going to Barry Blaney's and having...
Oh, what the fuck that...
Pickled hot dogs.
This Mary Brown's in Peterborough.
And no, Barry Blaney's is the guy who used to live across the street from me. Pickled hot dogs and a whole boiled onion.
Wow. Oh, what? A whole boiled...
Like a whole boiled onion on the plate. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I can't choke that bad boy
down. It's across the street. I'm going home for a fucking peanut butter sandwich.
I went home later that night when he's like, I'll show you my dink if you show me yours.
That's a good time to go home, man.
Whee, I can live with a boiled onion. I cannot live with that.
I don't want to see your boiled onion.
Yes, forget it. Your raisin bag. I'm out.
This party sucks.
Sorry, Barry. I'm just
boiled onions
and pickled wieners.
All right.
Welcome to. Well, I was 9, I think, at the time.
You know, there's a whole like just shield of people right now searching Barry Blaney on Twitter.
Yeah, sorry about that, Barry.
He's not out there.
Your mom
offed himself.
Your mom Myrna, honestly.
Oh no. And I don't want to know what you did with Myrna.
And Lyman.
Jesus Christ. Norwood. Crazy fucking
you
know, name.
This is a Manitic, just out of Ottawa.
Oh. All right.
That was here. But you know, the whole idea of yeah, I'll show you,
you, don't, you
I'll show you my dink if you show me yours. Never flew. No, never flew.
Nor should it, man. So as someone who hosts dinner parties way more than I do, you're not finding this to be a thing because it seems to be a thing, man.
Well, I
everybody's
think,
just got their own.
Yeah. Well, and really.
Or you just don't care. Like,
well, no. I like to. If I'm going to invite you, as I was saying 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
If I want to have you for dinner, I want to cater my menu.
But what
to
if you're what, having 16 people and there's two difficult ones?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I have a partner who she is. She's got her own.
And she's not difficult. That's the
she's a peach.
Yeah.
But I make sure that she's taken care of. And so I do likewise for the minority who are coming.
Fair enough.
That just makes me a good person. Fine host.
Yeah. we can carry on from there.
Okay.
As we sit here on a Sunday night, we're no more than a week and a half removed from the announcement of this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we
Rock and Roll!
Hoochie-coo!
Rick Derringer.
We talked a little bit...
2020 Hall of Fame. No, wait, no, that's not true.
We talked, I think, a few months ago about the nominees as they were put up. Going in, we see acts like the Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston... The
I
Doobie
love it
Brothers.
When you call me Big Papa.
Want to dance with Solarte? So we move our way through. Amongst those not
your
going
own,
in.
Your own personal Jesus. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Not going in.
I'm more interested. Right, I'd rather right. go see the class that didn't get in than
I'm
see the
you.
Class
I
that got in.
I'm absolutely with you there, especially because I don't think Biggie's putting on a good show in 2020. As we do
Slimmer.
This. Probably, yeah. Yeah. Not in, Motorhead, Pat Benatar. I know
Judas
you want
Priest.
Judas Priest.
Soundgarden.
Go ahead.
Dave Matthews
there
Band.
There it is.
Come on, man. What's happening here?
This is the first time that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction class has ever favored non- musical, as I would want to cut, but you know, drum machines and synthesizers. And shit like that maybe isn't real music.
Well, okay.
Sorry, I thought you were going to get up there.
Gay Gene Simmons.
Yeah. What?
Simmer down over there.
Well, this is fair, right? Like
it's music.
Yes. And we cover this every year, so I don't want to get bogged down on what's rock and roll. And they've clearly thrown that out the window. This is now a music Hall of Fame, not
for
a
sure.
rock and roll
it's
Hall
more
of Fame.
Pop music.
Right.
Mm.
Does it bug you?
No. As soon, I can't remember.
The
who.
Biggie's getting in before Dave Matthews to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. I think they've clearly come in with a, as you said, Nine Inch Nails is also going in.
Yep.
Right? So you do have this sort of electronic.
Why is it that I still call that rock? Like to me, that's my beef here is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a guitar and a bass and a singer and a drummer and a.
Well, the article said, to quote musical historian Bon Scott.
Sure.
Right. It's right there in the lyrics of Let There Be Rock.
Yeah.
But it's vocals. It's drums. It's guitar. The guitar man got famous.
But when I look at Nine Inch Nails, I go, yeah, OK. Like to me, I'm not a big Nine Inch Nails guy, despite that sort of fitting into, you know, the grunge thing that I got into as I was growing up. That's not really my scene. But I kind of look at that and go, yeah, okay. That's rock and roll. Whereas, what really is the difference between, because to me, it's not the vocalist, right? Trent Reznor versus Biggie, but it's the music in the background.
The drum machine versus the actual drummer.
Right. But they're the same on that front, right? Like,
yeah.
Why? Yeah. I don't know, man. It's strange to me. And
well, and Whitney Houston is not rock and roll either.
No, of course not. But we've already crossed that bridge. Who was it 2 years ago? Or, you know, we've done Madonna.
Yeah, yeah. And see, if you just went with the pop music.
Yeah.
Like, does Taylor Swift get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Apparently. Don't you think?
Or does she get into Nashville, into the...
I don't know what the difference is anymore, I guess. And I don't know that I really have a problem with it like I used to. I don't understand the criteria anymore. And I don't... Like, how do you have Judas Priest and Notorious B.I.G. in the same class of eligibility? What are we even looking at?
It's a very wide spectrum of music.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I got time to listen to both, to be honest with you. Not a ton for either, but a little bit for both.
Yeah, I got more time for Judas Priest.
Yeah, I bet.
Than I do for... But what they clearly were going for this year, and it's like one of those, like the NHL Hall of Fame, right? Where you look and go, yeah, we're going to go in this area with more sort of Europeans and, sure. and women and builders, right?
Yep,
you
yep.
sort of go, yeah,
we're
sorry.
Playing a little catch up over here. Yeah, that, we got to, yeah.
That clearly with both Nine Inch Nails, Notorious, Depeche Mode.
How about the Doobie Brothers? Like, to me, that the Doobie Brothers feels like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, despite being probably the least popular of anyone who got in.
Soft rock.
Yeah.
Yep. China Grove. Whoa, China Grove. I think it's like a long time running or whatever the other.
The Hip?
No, that's sure, it's true. Anyways. Half formed thoughts.
Yeah.
But
another great podcast title.
Yeah. it comes down to they clearly were looking for opening a new wing, if you will, right?
Yeah.
To sort of branch out. So now you know.
Would you consider changing the name of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
To the Music Hall of Fame?
I guess. Yeah.
Like, what would you call it?
I don't have a better one. I'm totally open to the Music Hall of Fame. I just, like, I think part of the problem, as we talk about on so many things, is just the advertising, or it's just the categorization, right? Like, it's not the Hockey Hall of Fame, as you referenced, or it is the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's not the NHL Hall
of Fame. For
sure. So Tretiak gets in, and the women get in, and that's all, what?
What did you call him?
Tretiak.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have swore you said Tretiak.
Yeah, I might have, but I'll never admit to it now. I'll leave it to the listener to go back.
All right. And it's like that Boston guy going, Trottier, Brian Trottier. You know that guy who was really
Trottier.
Really good with the Islanders, Trottier.
Right.
Won a couple cups with the Penguins, Trottier. What the fuck?
It's like if I went tomorrow, and I'd really like to actually go tour the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It just kind of feels like the last 5 years is... I got to go to Cleveland. I get it. It's not ideal.
Didn't get across that burning river of fire.
Yes, exactly. This train is carrying jobs out of Cleveland. It just seems like the last 5 or 6 years is different. And I get it. If you're opening it up, that's okay. But it just feels different. Madonna, to me, is different than Whitney Houston. And I don't know why.
Public Enemy?
They didn't have band. Yeah, Public Enemy. I guess once Public Enemy is in, there's no reason for Big E not to be.
Turn it up. Hey, Run DMC get in?
I think so.
Beastie Boys, where
Beasties are in.
Where that at?
Yeah. But you look at all these bands that are out and you go, Dave Matthews. I don't like Dave Matthews, but I see Dave Matthews as more of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band than half of these things we've just referenced, right? Same with Judas Priest. It's not my jam, but... I get it.
Oh, this is my jam.
It's rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
I think we're just changing the definition, and I think that's okay. But I wonder if that means maybe changing a little bit of the marketing, right? And whether you change the name or not. I can't imagine the Notorious B.I.G. came up at his height ever expecting to be himself in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, as I said to you, I referenced earlier Gene Simmons saying, I can't wait for rap to die. I hate to tell you, Gene.
It's not going to.
It's more like rock and roll.
Rock and roll is the one on the way out.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
It is a wicked minority right
Bag
now.
Bag it and tag it, Gene. You, my friend, are the dinosaur here.
Yeah.
That in terms of, and now you know what?
It's, I've said that at Thanksgiving. Nope, haven't.
Yes. At work, I came across a new title.
Mm-mm.
It's called Aces High.
Okay.
250 greatest metal tunes of the 80s. Hey now, man. Yeah. Talking about writing my...
So you did not produce anything for your employer over the next 3 days?
Oh, no. I really just took a look at the top 25 and there was crazy repetition, right? But to me, the 80s, and you're talking about metal, you're talking about Judas Priest, right?
Yep.
And the departure that they made from the 70s with their British Steel and you know, I'm trying to think of... What the other name? The album is coming. It's gone now.
Okay.
But how they morphed from what was sort of rock and roll in the 70s into this, they're screaming for vengeance and defenders of the faith.
Right.
So to me, they are iconic in their sound, in their 80s-ness.
Yes.
And how they were revolutionary helping form that
sound.
Is that
just what I'm stuck on expecting now to the rock? Because I don't care what kind of rock. I get Depeche Mode, I get Nine Inch Nails, I get Judas Priest, I get Motorhead, I get the Doobie Brothers, I get Leonard Skinner, whatever.
Leonard. Yeah.
I get it, but it's all, to me, those are all rock. They're just different kinds of rock. Biggie is not rock.
Whitney Houston
is not rock.
See, but she is, to me,
legendary.
And an iconic voice.
Absolutely. Right, but does there need to be a different Music Hall of Fame, or are we just going to assume, like, in 10 years from now, let's say you have a vote in 10 years.
Yeah, well, I got the dirt vote, right?
It's Taylor Swift versus Nickelback. Who's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nickelback.
Yes. And I hate Nickelback.
I don't hate Nickelback.
I know. Well, you should. But
Photograph. I could do with a Photograph. Get rid of that shit.
Is that the one with Kid Rock? What's the one with Kid Rock? No, that's just Chad Kruger, the Elton John cover. Saturday Night's
All Right for Fighting.
That was a good tune, actually.
Yeah, see? You're warming to it.
Yeah.
Burn it to the ground, all these sorts of things.
I don't like that shit. But when you look at one, Taylor Swift is going to be the much bigger act.
Sell way more albums.
Yeah, for sure. But Nickelback will be, to me, the more rock and roll.
Okay.
It's just...
Yeah. You know what? And it's interesting. You bring up the Taylor Swift thing, and I'm going to move away from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is really just the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We didn't get a big chance to talk about a bunch of things in year in review and any of these sorts of things. If I was to ask you, what was the – give me a ballpark number on what you think the number of hard copies of a CD that were sold by one artist this year. Album.
Like as a high watermark?
Yeah.
300,000.
300,000?
Nobody buys shit, man.
Okay, and you just robbed Christie'd me right there.
I don't know what that means, but I'm offended.
I'm going to go way under your number. Yeah, or I'm going to go way over and make
$1.
Make your number look stupid.
Nobody buys physical.
3 million.
God, bullshit.
3 million CDs.
Taylor Swift.
No.
No.
No, and his name escapes me right at the moment.
Oh,
now.
Some guy sold 3 million CDs. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, the name of the album is I believe it's Hollywood is Bleeding.
Okay,
you know he's got a tattoo on his face, white guy.
Seal. Oh,
yeah. No, sorry. Yeah, you're right. We had you there in his name. Fuck you, man. You can't even give me his name is. Anyways. 3 million is the highest selling physical item in 2019. 3 million copies only.
You would have done a better job of convincing me that it was like U2 selling a vinyl re-release.
Hey, for the 17th year in a row, vinyl sales are up in 2019.
Yep. Is it?
Now, physical sales are down 20% over last year, which were down 20% over the year before.
For sure.
Which were down 17% over the year before.
Yeah, no one's buying a CD. You might still buy a, you know.
The guy's name is wrong.
He doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Have you ever pondered the idea going out and getting yourself a record player and wiring it through your...
We were just talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
And now... Not a pile of room in terms of the speakers and what you need to do.
Yeah, you got to go back. It doesn't wire up nice to the Google Home.
Yeah, but and then that's really, we've all become lazy.
Yeah.
Right? It comes down to the guy whose name escapes me had like a billion streams. So to me.
Should we stop and look up this guy? Despacito or?
No, it's honestly, it's. He was on Rockin' Good New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. His name is... I got his name. Yeah, see, I just had to stand up. It's like my
blood.
It's like my bladder in it. Post Malone.
Post Malone, all right. Not Seal.
Yeah, but I got where you're going with that, right? But I'm like, know that guy.
Now, yeah, he's like one of the biggest musicians in the fucking world. Like, I couldn't name a single song, but yeah, I know who he is.
No, and the two of us were both sort of like, neither one of us are right in the Post Malone wheelhouse either, right? And so you're like,
figure.
I don't know. How about
what do you mean Iron Maiden's putting out a new album?
Yes. I have no idea.
No. Psalm 41.
Fa-fa.
Where the fuck were you taking us here on Post Malone? And, oh... Were you looking at a record player?
No, before that, we were talking about streams and all these other things. And really,
he'll be a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Post Malone will be.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
For sure. That's what I'm saying.
It comes down to, no, and really, I was looking at more of that same bullshit when people are talking about the flack that I'm receiving on debut albums and these sorts of things, just things of a musical nature,
right,
is all that I was going with. I think we had, unless you had more to say on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not so much.
Greatest debut albums. I'm taking flack and bullshit on it, so okay. I'm willing to open it up to,
because we covered this back in the fall, I think.
Well, I brought it up with the anniversary of Let It Bleed.
Post Malone.
Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones turned 50.
Right.
Right? And it was also the 30th anniversary, I believe, of Shake Your Moneymaker.
Right.
Which all I said was one of the greatest debut albums.
Right. Don't you think?
Now, I've been hearing about it like on a weekly basis. Whenever shit's slow, it's like somebody's like, I'm gonna burn that guy
fucking
on.
Get that guy.
I'm going to get that guy on his Shake Your Moneymaker bullshit. And all I'm saying is, it's the high watermark for them, and it was a genius album.
I feel like more and more as time went on, that became the case. This wouldn't have been on your radar much at the time, but right around the turn of the century, Papa Roach, Last Resort, and another
terrible
hit or two. Okay, they've had a song or two since then in the 10 or 15 years after
Age of Aquarius.
But that no, but that song was this huge hit for 6 or 8 months that took that album to a huge place. You haven't heard shit from those guys since, right? But don't, like, a lot of the time your breakout single becomes the thing that floats your first ever album. And that's part of the thing that's so different now in this world, right? Is you just add it to your Spotify list. You have no idea what the fuck else was on that album.
Yeah.
Right? Well, like, I bought the Papa Roach album.
Of course he did.
And dug it, but I bought it based on that song. Now I would just get that song on Spotify.
So you know what else? Turn of the century, I think it's maybe the second highest selling or grossing debut album maybe of all time.
Anti-Flag.
Come on, man. You can do better than that. Maybe 99... Nah, nah, nah,
please do not say U2's like Evolution or some shit.
Slim Shady.
The real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Yep. Hi, my name is...
It's out there. It's out there killing it.
Yep.
Right? In terms of...
You had to go buy that CD, and you would never do that now.
There was a parental warning on it, I can almost...
It was like fucking Moth to a Flame when you're 17. Like, I'm not buying anything that does not have that advisory on it.
There you go. And still now.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's like when you see the movies.
Peter Taylor.
When you see the movies that say violence, nudity, and coarse language, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, unless that capital lens on it, I'm not watching it.
That's a nutritious meal right there.
Yeah, we can do this. It's going to be a good.
Graphic violence, coarse language, and nudity.
Sweet.
I'm in. Let's happen.
Oilers, Flames, 29th.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. Anything else for this one, man?
Yeah, I want you to tell me what you think the number one metal tune of the 80s was of the 250 ranked songs.
Oh, God.
And
Paranoid by Ozzy.
And okay, come on, man. That's like 71.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good tune.
And it's Paranoid by Black Sabbath, just for the record.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, honestly, man, you're just showing your...
What? That I was born in 1983?
It was not Fast as a Shark by Accept either, just in case you were wondering, which did crack the top 20, which is crazy. And number two, though.
Number two.
Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
Oh, good tune.
Which brings us back to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Just out there swinging at it, not in.
Number one song, number one 80s metal song, Metallica's Master of Puppets.
Yeah, all right. I can
see
that.
Great cover by Blink 182. Not Blink 182. Sum 41. Same shit, different country, whatever. Sum 41 does an excellent Master of Puppets cover.
Sum 41 is going to get blocked out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Avril Lavigne, I think, at some point.
Cock blocked. Right out.
No. Their lead singer hit that for quite a while.
Yeah. Okay. Dink slapped.
Got right in my way.
Okay. If it wasn't for that guy, I'd be in.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Who hasn't said that a bunch of times?
Last thing I wanted to hit on just quickly before we get out of here.
Maybe you can give this some form or some kind of direction.
Good luck. This has been a rudderless ship since the very fucking beginning. January 29th. 2020, Bell Let's Talk Day once again. We're not going to go too deep on anything here, but it is something that has taken on a pile of steam over the last couple of years. If you're struggling with anything whatsoever, it's become so much more open.
We hope.
Yeah, to discussion. So much more discussed. It's a place that I think... It's a day where, you know, maybe if you're not normally comfortable talking about things, so many people sharing things around, so many people telling their stories, so many people being open to willing to listen, makes it kind of a safe place. And if you're struggling with anything whatsoever, you know what? Talk about it. Find somebody you trust. Go see a doctor. Whatever you need, man. Bell Let's Talk Day, you know what? There's a pile of cynicism out there about Bell's motives for doing it. It doesn't matter, right? The attention that's been drawn to it, the you know, the fact that it's become something that Canadians recognize every single year. You know, it's a great initiative and it's a great time. If you're feeling a little something, get to somebody that you trust, talk to them, get a little help. We all need it sometimes, man. It's tough out there. And you are certainly not alone, no matter what you're going through.
Sick, not weak.
Absolutely, man.
That's the key.
Use the hashtag on your social media. It donates money to mental health initiatives across Canada. You can do that, obviously, whether you're suffering or not. Check in on people you might be worried about. It's never a bad thing to just be willing to talk, just be willing to listen. Right?
And it's the easiest thing to do is to ask.
Absolutely.
Man. I mean... For the other people to ask.
For sure.
If you're wondering, if you're thinking about somebody.
I haven't heard from so-and-so.
Yeah, reach out. It's the easiest thing to do, and it's going to cost you nothing.
Absolutely.
So do that.
Hashtag Bell Let's Talk. Make sure you hit that on all your social media on the 29th. That is Wednesday. So hashtag Bell Let's Talk. Make sure you check that out. That's Audio Whiplash for another week, and we'll check this all out on the next one.
See you.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering! Jesus Christ. Crazy fucking sound coming in my ear. It just fucking sucks. It fucking sucks.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.
controlled ship.